Your last patient is a 66-year-old woman who's a non-smoker. Increase in cough, shortness of breath, left lung mass, CT shows a lesions 3.5 centimeters, mediastinal adenopathy, two liver lesions.
So this is a patient that, again, presents with what seems to be radiologically metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, and that is in the context of a non-smoking history. She has two liver lesions that are relatively small, measuring 2 and 1 centimeter, and normal, obviously, liver function tests. She has, again, a biopsy of the metastatic site, which shows an adenocarcinoma. And the question is, what's the best therapy for a female patient with a non-smoking history and adenocarcinoma-proven lung cancer?
What about the issue of EGFR mutation testing in this situation?
So again, I think that that is one of the most important discoveries in lung cancer, obviously, over the last 5 years, which is that we have this population of lung cancer patients that seems to have their tumor growth driven by the pathway of the epidermal growth factor receptor. And when exposed to an oral tyrosine kinase inhibitor of the pathway, have a very high response rate and tumor control in that setting. And that tumor control lasts a average slash median of close to 1 year. So that's a whole year without seeing chemotherapy. And some patients obviously will go longer than that without seeing chemotherapy. And although the currently approved oral tyrosine kinase inhibitor, erlotinib, is not approved for first-line therapy, it is certainly something that we have explored in the context of a clinical trial as well as outside of the context of a clinical trial.
And what happened with this lady?
The patient was placed on erlotinib and had, and in fact she has, a terrific sustained response to the medication with almost complete resolution of the liver abnormalities and likewise in lung.
Has she had EGFR testing?
Yes. We have done this more and more often before placing patients on therapy. And yes, she did have one of the exon 19 deletions